Hi, this is Letitia. And as we get comfortable and cozy in this new year, I wanted to remind you that it's never too late to rethink old thought. Since I made the leap of faith over 6 months ago to quit my day job to work my business full time, I've heard more and more of my friends and former coworkers complain about the same old things. Usually it's about not enough money, time, or opportunities. Every other motivational speaker and multi-level marketing person will tell you that if you want different results, you've got to do something different. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you always got, right? The definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? Yes, we've heard it all before. What will it take for you to do something different? If you're not happy and satisfied in your present career and or with your current financial status, what are you willing to do to get what you want? Just like my friends, when I was with them, I was with them. Not enough money to do what I wanted. When I had the money, I couldn't get the time off work to do what I wanted to do. Worse yet, I was doing everything to make someone else's dream come true. Because that's what happens when you work for someone else. And not enough to make my own dreams a reality. Most of us are told from childhood that we must go to school, get good grades, find a job, and work very hard. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, if that's what you want to do. Unfortunately, many of us don't end up where we wanted or thought we would. We take dead-end jobs to make ends meet, and we get in a rut. We get stuck. Because when you get in a habit of just making ends meet, that's all they ever do. They meet. They don't date, get married, and live happily ever after. How do you break the cycle? Well, first, in order to do what you love, you gotta do what you love. Sounds simple. It is. Now notice I said it's simple, not easy. Of course, we can't all call in and quit our jobs and immediately have our dream career or start our own business the next day and get a check in 2 weeks. Sometimes it requires that you do more than one thing at a time. Look up multitasking. You do it for others every day. Why not do it for yourself? If you need to learn a new skill, don't be afraid to ask someone that's doing it to teach you. See, people that love what they do are passionate about it, and sometimes we are willing to help and teach others. For the love of it. You don't know if you don't ask. Put away some money to take a class. It may mean that you have to give up Starbucks 3 times a week or going to the strip club. But just think about how many cups of coffee and lap dances you'll be able to afford once you start doing your own thing and bringing in the money that you've always known you were capable of making. In the area of finance, you don't have to wait until you're making a million to learn about money and how to make it work for you. Pick up a book, magazine, or surf the web. There's a plethora of information to help you at every level of your financial status. Don't be afraid to do something different, to gain something you've only thought possible. Finally, remember, just like all other goals, you must write them down and go over them often. Making sure that your words and your actions are in line with what you say you want. Paul Clitheroe once said that for many people, a job is more than an income. It's an important part of who we are. So a career transition of any sort is one of the most unsettling experiences you can face in your life. Well, Letitia says, what's more unsettling is waking up at the end of your career and realizing that you spent so much time making a living that you never got around to making a life. Do you, baby? No one does it better.